What's happening, people? So this is a new segment which is called Your Comments. We've been seeing a lot of traction with the comments in the Spotify, and we thought, you know what, it'll be good to kind of gauge use lot's take on a lot of things. So what's going to happen is this episode will be dropping every Wednesday moving forward, where we literally break down the comments from the previous episode, if that makes sense. So Taser, you're going to be reading from what?
The last episode,
which is 395. Also as well, basically, if you want your comments to be read out on this episode, you need to get, you need to write your comments by Tuesday, the following Tuesday. So the episode comes out on Friday, so you need to drop your comments by the following Tuesday. Anything after that might not be able to be read, but we'll see.
Obviously, we'll talk about it and we'll explain it a bit further. We're trying to
just try this off,
build a community of free shots, the men and all that, and the girls. So.
But we've been noticing that a lot more of you have been speaking more in the comments, so it just only makes sense for us to address some of the stuff we see in the comments.
So keep it going. So let's go with last episode.
Be nice, though.
speak your mind,
no,
man.
No, man, be nice,
nah,
man.
Speak your mind,
be,
man. It is what it is, man.
Be nice, man.
So episode 395. Yeah, but obviously I can't read this one out because the poll, because it's still early. I only got 2 votes. Go vote, man. But yeah, Lord Zach says,
huh? What's the poll?
Should we start reading out the comments?
Oh no, I've done it today, that's why.
Oh, so that's your fault?
No, because we hadn't come up with an idea last week. So
no, but the poll's on the last episode.
Yeah, but there's a poll for the next one, which is longer, but this one was different. Oh, I'd have a question for that one.
Okay, cool. All right,
well,
so
it doesn't matter anyway, because we're doing it anyway.
That's what I'm saying. That's how we're going to read it. But Lord Zach says, good to read out the comments every so often. Gives a flavour of what the people are thinking. More power to you. Keep up the good work.
You're not going
to
read about what the episode was about?
Bro, so the title of the episode is...
Yeah.
Spotify. Okay. Let me start that again.
So whatever the topic was, basically Taser will read out what the episode was about.
And
if you want to know, just go back to the episode and listen to it. If you haven't, anyway, it doesn't matter. Just read it out. It doesn't matter, man.
All right, so this is episode 395. Let's read out the Spotify comments featuring the Mandem. We spoke about Spotify comments, Mount Rushmore, UK rap, DBE plus more. The comments said, Lord Zach, good to read out the comments ever so often. Gives a flavour of what the people are thinking. More power to you. More power to all of you and keep up the good work. Always so Marv as a striker, though, not a Kante.
When did I say I was Kante? Because
you said you play centre mid.
Oh, okay. I actually did play striker, to be fair, but I thought he meant in terms of like the dating scene. That's what I thought he was talking about.
So you're more of a Kante than a striker?
That's what I thought he said.
No, I'm saying in that world.
Nah, I'm more of a number 10.
But you said Kante.
No.
What do you mean number 10? Like who?
Firmino.
Ella Flair.
Mm. I score, not all the time. I don't score all the time, but my numbers are decent.
Also, if some of you have, can you change your name on Spotify?
I ain't got a clue.
Because Pum Wizard says, the age of the rapper doesn't matter. Chip was about before Potter, but in terms of artistry and levels of bars, they're both in the Premier League of this thing.
Yeah, it's true.
Fair. Christopher says, we need a United fan on the show for an episode. I can't stand Marvin's disrespect for United.
You better score zero goal difference. Shit club.
Mr. Innit says, Taser's timeline is mad off for the rappers.
Yeah, you're moving mad.
I was going by ages, though.
And your ages were off as well.
No, it wasn't, because I was reading them off the internet.
That's after.
Oh, okay. But then that's why I went on the internet.
That's what I'm saying. But before that, you were all over the
place. Finish the episode before you comment, man.
Take some criticism, man. Song of the man, them.
1-1. Okay, so this one ain't got a username, but ending 8-4-3. Talk of rappers on Mount Rushmore, Avelino.
Yeah, did we not mention Avelino?
I think later in the episode.
If we didn't, sorry, man. You're definitely up there.
Jar94GB says, you're talking about the Mount Rushmore song of UK rap, and you lot mentioned Central C, Potter, Stormzy. Or you weren't sure about Chip. Disgraceful. Chip or Skepta, nobody else is worthy. Be serious.
No, but when did we say that? We never said we weren't sure about Chip. What are you talking about?
This is what I said. This is the rest of the episode.
What?
I think it was more to do with, I was remember when I was asking what class are they in? I think he misconstrued what we said.
Yeah.
Because I was saying, I think Chip is in a class by himself because he's come out and with a generation that's older than him, but then I wouldn't put him in the same generation as the ones younger than him. So I said he was like in the middle. It's kind of like when we talk about comedy, I feel like Kojo's in the middle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's not...
He's not Lenny Henry and them.
Yeah, and then he's not...
Richard Blackwood, but he's...
And then he's not Mo, Travis, and Kate. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I was looking at it. But whatever their age is irrelevant. It's just when I first got introduced to them and saw their journey.
But Chip came in early. That's why, like 16 years old. So that's what...
Shamila Black says, thank you for encouraging the black community to donate blood. Marina, music conversations are my favourite. Mine and Double Standards are my favourite at the moment. Also, the lady speaking Portuguese at the beginning of Twin Sisters was sexy. Gets his album. Omar Mukhtar, I think. So Keith went to Dubai for the first time and now he's the Minister of Information for the UAE and knows everything there. I've seen Marvin in Dubai bare times and he's never flexed that much. Marv was flexing though. Marv was flexing in the beginning, but...
No, that's a lie.
What? The first time you went to Dubai?
No, but he's talking about coming back on the pod and talking about it. That's what I think he's talking about.
Oh, I thought you meant pictures and stuff.
It must be that.
Fair enough. Russell's, surprised they let both taser. I'm used to being around stiff Nigerian slide.
Did you say that?
Yeah, but I think I meant stiff in the sense of like... I was going to say rigid, but...
Oh,
like, you know, you can't move. Like, there's nothing you can do.
Hey, yo...
But yeah.
Oh, I didn't see. Sorry, I apologize for missing that.
And then S1 Up says, I'm used to being around stiff Nigerians. I beg your pardon. Outrageous, why? Allow me, man.
It was an outrageous why, you know?
Hey, all right, cool. So basically, yeah, that's going to be the vibe of the reading out the comments. Marv is an idiot for this one as well. I'm sorry, I have to say this.
What happened now?
So the next episode is who needs to be loved more, him or her. And we spoke about relationship dynamics, tasers, hips, Valentine, online dating, the Omalay scandal and more.
We didn't talk about your hips.
No, but it wasn't about my hips though. It was talking about you.
It's your hips.
So why didn't you put Marvin's knee?
It wasn't about my knee.
What was it about?
You were talking about your chiropractor, this brother, and he said...
It was off the back of something you said though.
No, it was off the back of you saying your finger collapsed and you got some £400 nonsense.
Oh yeah, I brought them. Yes. Yes.
£400 rubbish that you bought. Yeah.
Yes.
That you got bumped.
No, so yeah, someone in the comments actually said something about them.
Bumped.
Look.
£400.
But this is my foot though.
Brother, allow it, blood.
He gave me like a little machine where it molded my foot.
Man said machine.
Yeah, so this is my foot. You've
been bumped.
You're not getting the generic joints.
Brother, our thing ain't collapsing.
Your knee's folded, bro. Trust me.
Brother, my knee's fine.
Do you know what?
It's your hips.
How about this? Let us know in the comments here. I'll pay for the session. Marv has come visit my chiropractor. What? But
we're about to be cracking all over the place.
Yes. And then he has to come on the podcast and give us an honest review. I'll pay for the session. All Marv has to do is just drive there. It's in Wembley, that's the only thing. So whatever time you're ready, date, you let us know in the comments. Bombard his DMs. I'll pay for the session. And then Marv has to come back and give us an honest review.
There's nothing wrong with me though.
And I'm gonna call the chiropractor as well. And he has to give me the information. So you can't lie. He's my brethren. And I'll bring him on the pod as well. How about that? He actually said he wants to come on. So yeah, I'll set you up there still. But anyway, let me read the comments. The poll, who needs to be loved more for the relationship to work, the man or the woman? I think
the woman needs to be loved more.
Cool. That's our vote. Ooh. I think our vote skewed it, you know. So basically, we had 101 votes come in, 51% for the woman, 48% for the man. Where's that 1%?
That's mad, though.
There's a percent missing. It might be women picking men and men picking women.
No, it can't be. 49 and 51. That's not a percent missing.
48% for men.
Was there three options or two?
Two.
Oh, right. I don't know.
But I put 101 votes. So maybe that's why. So whoever votes next will skew it again. But do you reckon, because it's 50-50, do you reckon there's women picking men, men picking women, or do you reckon it's men picking men, women picking women? Because we picked women.
I think it's
and skewed the
vote. That's a weird one though.
Yeah,
because you would think men would pick women, right?
That's what I'm saying.
And you would think women would pick women.
I think society today, everyone's for themselves. Do you see the girl that went on a date with a basketball
brother.
Bro, because she saw the height of the seat.
And left it.
But she went to go eat chicken tenders by herself.
No, no, but you...
in the same place.
But...
and no one was...
But you've got the same seat he bought you. You just buy yourself. But so you're playing the game wrong. But you're now paid for your own food because you would have paid for your food as well. Yeah.
But you know what's mad? Part of me was thinking, maybe she's by herself.
Yeah, maybe she made it up.
Yeah.
That's what someone else said. Someone said that. I bet the story's made up.
But then you still paid to go into the...
She's made it up. That's a good point. I think she made it up.
Boy. Anyway, let me read the comment. So Nick A said, realigning your spine is important. I ruptured one of my vertebrae in my lower back, squatting 200 kg without a belt. Taser's right. Adjusting exercise is key, but four bills for insoles is mad still. Balance.
Thank you. What's a balance?
S said, great episode. Being adored and the adorer are not mutually exclusive. You could argue because women are more naturally emotional, their role is the adorer. But then because they value being adored more.
Yeah.
And that's fair. Ray 1990 says, Taser needs to just free up the Blood Clot playlist. Don't worry, man. I got you. Ruse, mad episode still. Like the way there was a bit of footy chat here and there. Listening from Kenya.
Shout out my man still.
Oh yeah, we need to tell them how to take the picture as well.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Grey D-Lock said, Galentine, man them time. Man them time day. Remember I said, what's the male version of Galentine? You say man them time day. I was saying, that's a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah. Hey, yo. You're moving brazy, man.
Where did we say, is he black? He's not black. Okay.
When did they say that?
I don't know. He found it funny, though. Xavier Spotify says, I have flat feet too, but four bills. I don't know. You can get good ones on Amazon, £20 max.
See?
Okay.
£380 in a hole.
Okay, he can... When you go get your session done, and then we invite...
What's not wrong with me, bro?
Okay, but when you go get your session done...
Don't let man start something that's not there, bro. Man's telling me, raw, you know what you're... Man telling me, yeah, see your ankle, it's shifting
before
your...
Before we say, Taser, I done it. I brought the L6. Brian says, oh yeah, lighting ball. Bookie says, Marv said miscellaneous water. Yeah, I clocked. You said that.
I don't... It's
micellar, man.
I know, I said on purpose. I've been saying it for time. Yeah. I've been saying it for...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Time, man.
Yeah, but I just...
That's what I see anyway, miscellaneous water.
You got charges too, relax, man. Lord Zach said, Marv kept saying I was in uni and my arch collapsed. He said it multiple times. That's so...
No, I said the foot.
I said
the arch of my foot collapsed. Hey, brother, relax, man. I said the arch of my foot, bud. What's going on with the man then, bruv?
I said the arch collapsed. My arch collapsed, you know. Sharif said, Taser cannot DJ. That mix was all over the place. Grimed and Sade.
Yeah, you were moving like a... When you... Brother, I'm watching you. You're talking.
No, but that's what I was feeling, though.
Man said something, then Sade. I'm like, what?
Listen, it works, man.
It doesn't work, bro.
It works, man. Marv Addy 6 says, great episode as per, long time listener. I want the 9, but I can't get the 9. It's crazy. Who said that? Hey, yo.
It's definitely you.
Daniel said, you got too cool and stopped dancing. Your hips are not warm. Marv is a wind up.
It's true though. You used to dance before, I'm telling you. That's why your hips are not...
You used to dance before.
You used to dance.
You thought I was PK in the man.
No, not like PK. You didn't dance like them, man. You didn't dance like them. Them man do bare hips, man. PK and Donnie, them man. Bare hips, man.
Aspects. D Magic says, 90% of the arguments on this show are because of Marv.
Impossible.
That is high, you know.
That's very high.
That's a high percentile, that's a high, bro. CK says, hey, yo, for man realigning you.
It's true, so.
Lulu2884 says, Taser's obsession with Drake is nauseating.
That's a fanboy, you know.
Ibrahim says, Lord knows the ruptured Achilles is a problem. The sound of the snap It's the mad. Sound of the snap still it's haunts me today. Mad. Till this day. Oof. I don't have I ever.
Till this
nah,
day.
I don't think I've been around anyone who's.
Yeah, Mozzie. You know Mozzie, innit?
Who's Mozzie?
He brought us the security.
Yeah.
He ruptured his Achilles. And he had to ring me to move his car because he couldn't drive.
I've been in the gym where my boy tore his bicep. Whoa. And it sounded like a snap. We were deadlifting that day. But for some reason, it was like 100 went up. Then he went, then my other boy, it was four of us just going 100 up, 110 up, 120 up, 140
on bicep,
up.
What do you mean?
Deadlifts. 160 up, 170 up, 180 up. We're like, oof. So I think one of us said, oh, let's try 190. I think I'm not sure if I did it or I tried it. But then he went, as soon as he got up, bow! And, you know, it was so loud. But it was a busy gym. Everyone heard it.
What happened to him after? Surgery?
He had to recover, yeah. Surgery and he just started recovering. David.
So it's normal. It looks normal now. Like,
yeah, oh, but there was a period where it looked like he had a wanking hand, man.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, because the bicep on his hand's gone. He can't tense his bicep. So in comparison to his other hand, it's fine. Nice. The funny thing about that is that it's not funny. But the way he attacked it and went through rehab, worked on it, had to humble himself and go all the way. Bear in mind, remember, you still got the muscle memory of lifting heavy.
Yeah.
But you got to go all the way back down, back to like 40. He's trying to lift 12 kg, struggling. These times he can lift 30, 60. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was peak, man. But he's back, though. He's back. Literally, he's back in the gym, but he's staying...
He's humble.
Yeah.
Most people say that like there's a lot of ego lifting people do. You ain't got to be lifting 190, 200 deadlift. Why?
If you're training, yeah. But if you're not...
Where are you going? Like,
yeah,
lifting 200 is to go Shoreditch. Brother, don't be silly, man. Brother, for
it's
corner
true,
shop.
It's true.
Relax, man.
It's true. Azul sent from... This is Kenyan flag, innit? Yeah, I think it's from Kenya. Yeah. Right, there's a lot of men that listen from Kenya. You know, we did R&B in Leeds. And there was a brother, I think it's...
You say R&B in Kenya?
No, R&B in Leeds. I think he's from Kenya. I hope I haven't got it wrong, yeah. And he said, you lot don't understand. He said, if you and Marv come to Kenya, we've got you. I was like that. He goes, listen, free shots in Kenya, mad. I was like, oh, okay.
That's like Zanzibar with Ray Vanny. I'm going Zanzibar. You think I'm joking? You went on an episode.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, you went on an episode. Listen, go on, when it comes up, listen to it. He's from Zanzibar. Like, obviously, he's a guy. 9.9 million followers on Instagram, whatever. Man's like, come Zanzibar, man. I'll look after you. What? You ain't going to tell me twice. I'm dead.
Hey, he's going to go Paris.
Oh, yeah. Now, Paris is different, though. Because Paris, them man are cool. But I ain't spoken to them man in so long. I messaged him not too long ago just to check in. But... He literally said, when you're in Zanzibar, shout me.
Yeah, say no.
It's done.
Yeah, let me know.
Zanzibar, I'm gone. You're crazy.
Nomar says, Marv will argue about anything. Mm-hmm. To get your point across, it's fair. Still an argument. Not to say you're wrong or right, but it's still an argument, you know? Jamal Evans says, women on pedestals have no option but to look down at you, which is boring for them. The man needs to be adored for it to work long term because women date up, meaning the man is the price.
To a degree. I kind of get what he means. But the problem is, if you tell a woman that the man's a prize, they lose their mind.
I don't understand that, though. Because you're both the prize to each other.
Yeah.
Why do you care about what someone else has to say?
But I think nowadays, society is hooked on terminology.
Yeah, true.
Like, she can think you're the prize, but the moment you say, I'm the prize, it's a problem. But to be fair, it goes the other way. If a girl says to you, if you think she's a prize and she says, you know what, Taser, I'm the prize, you're thinking, you're right.
What, my girl says it to me?
Yeah.
She says, Taser, you know I'm the prize.
Yeah.
I'm laughing.
That's what I'm saying. But I'm saying
not in a bad way.
No, but she's being serious with it.
I'll be like, all right, cool. You're the prize. Cool.
Yeah.
But in my mind,
But in your mind, when you think, dickhead, what's going on?
No.
So I'm saying, you're not going to be like, okay, babes, it's fine.
You see me, I'm in a place where like, I like context, innit? Like, what happened for you to come? Why are you saying this now? Because we wouldn't start off with you saying that.
Mm.
Something's giving you a reason to say that. Is it your girls? Is it the group chat? Like, what's going on?
See, I'm different. I'm looking at you thinking, why are you saying that?
Same way.
No, but I'm not trying to work out why. I'm saying, why has it come out of your mouth to me?
Yeah, because you might be in... But that's basically what I was trying to say with the episode, I don't know,
this would be before that. So you're saying this episode coming on Friday?
Okay, so the episode coming on Friday, I said a few things. one of the things that I said, the reason why I was saying it is because when the girls were saying what they were saying, it felt flimsy. Like you're just brushing it off.
Yeah. No, it felt like, no context.
Where I'm trying to say, but there must be a reason why he feels that way.
No, but my thing is this, I get what you're saying. You're talking about you want context to find out why she said it. But what I'm trying to say to you
why
is...
Why are you saying it? It's the same
thing.
No,
I don't want context.
We're going to get to the same answer.
I don't want context. In my mind, I'm like, what kind of... This is too cheeky. It's kind of like...
Imagine, why are you being cheeky?
Imagine if your brother says to you something and he's being cheeky. Like, I don't care the context of why you believe you can do this. In my mind, I'm like, why are you doing this? Because I wouldn't do it to you.
Okay, cool. But let's say he's doing it because he's in a bad place. It's understandable now.
It's not. Get out of your bad place. I'm not your bad place, bro.
I hear you.
Don't take it on me. I know, but now that I know
that that's where you've come from, or that's where you're coming from, I can deal with you better. It's what I'm saying.
Fair enough.
That's what it is for me. I hear that. Because if you're saying to me that, raw, you're insecure, I'm like, so why are you taking it out on me? You know I haven't done anything wrong, right? They're like, yeah, but that's different now.
Why do I have to say that to you?
Because clearly they want to be immature. I'll be the mature one then.
I hear you.
This is what I'm saying. Mm. But I understand what you're saying. If you want to be immature, I'll be immature too. I hear it.
I said, what's going on here?
That's what I'm saying. I hear
immature
it.
Immature squid.
Yeah, I hear it. It's not a bad thing. I hear it. But sometimes I'm just like, it depends on who the person is. Because some people, I don't have tolerance for them. But I guess when I'm explaining it, it's for people that I believe I have a tolerance for. Because the same way a random dude will come up, like for example, a dude could come up to us and be like, suck your mum. You might be like, I might laugh the same way, but not because I'm gearing up a punch, but you might be thinking, yeah.
Hey, you know what I'm not serious.
To my man, it's the same laugh. He just doesn't know what's going to happen after. But yeah.
Any more comments? That's it.
No, that's it. That's the last comment.
All right, cool.
That was a good one still. Yeah, I like that.
So as I said, this episode will be coming out every Wednesday. Not too sure about the time. This one might be a bit late on your Wednesday feed because we've literally recorded it today because we were supposed to record it yesterday, but we didn't have the time. So every Wednesday, this will drop for the episode of the previous week.
Just throwing it out there. Yeah. Do you think it should be a different color on the timeline? As in the artwork? So it differentiates from the actual episode.
Yeah, I might have changed the artwork completely.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
But I don't know what it will be because I got to do that today at some point. So I've got to think about what it
could
be.
On my mom's life, just put our name this later. Don't rush. They will get it. When we finalize it.
We've got the name already.
Yeah, just take that stress off yourself. You ain't got to rush it. Because when you rush it now and I look at it and I'm like, brother, this is me.
Garbage. Well, I said BD. You know, it's mad we use ChatGPT and say...
what? Formulator...
You know you can do it on ChatGPT.
But I'm not happy with the AI thing.
Give me free shot glasses on a table in a bar, for example. Like, it'll do it.
Yeah, but you know what scares me? Matthew told me about someone who prompted ChatGPT to do something and what it prompted it to do. My man who did it knew he was taking a piss, but it did it. And he's thinking, what? So he basically prompted the software to... devise a video of a dog walking on the ledge of a building. Yeah? Because it's AI, the dog should just walk, right? But in the video, it had the dog knowing that it's on the ledge of the video. On the ledge of the building.
So it was scared.
Yeah. I didn't tell you to do that.
Yeah, but it's AI.
Yeah, but I didn't prompt you to do that. So why have you done that?
But most people on the edge of a building would be a bit apprehensive. And dogs, you know what I'm saying?
No, but I haven't told you to do that. That's when you add character. That's the human element.
But that's what I'm saying. AI is trying to be human.
Yes. It's getting mad. That's
an I am legend, bro.
Hey, you see bare people's jobs going. Bare jobs. They're thinking, yo.
Yeah, but that's what happens, man. Like, the jobs go, but then it still takes someone human to be there to explain the computer. Even when you go to the airport and you check in, self-checking, there's still bare man there. And you see people saying, excuse me, I don't know, it's not scanning.
The parcel one's annoying, bro. Especially when it says seek assistant. Oh, you got to drag your suitcase. That one is the funniest. Oh, I need to get my... Is it too late to get your black passport?
No, those are the new passports.
Yeah, I need to... Okay, you renew your passport early or do you have to wait for it to expire?
You can lose it and then get another one.
The next one will be the black one?
Yeah, but you can't renew it. If your passport's valid. The only way you can renew it is if you ain't got no more pages left, if you've got bare stamps, then maybe you can't, then you can renew it.
So can I basically, you can cut this up?
Oh no, we can round up then.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the episode done. As I said, this will be out every Wednesday. Get your submissions in. So listen to the pod when it comes out on Friday. You've got until the Tuesday of the following week to get your comments and submissions in, and we'll read them out. Get interactive with us. Speak to us about the episodes, what you liked, what you didn't like. If you agreed with someone, if you didn't agree with someone.
Also, the motivation behind this episode is the fact that we want to be able to read your comments properly. So
no rushing on the Tuesday.
Yeah, so obviously be kind. Speak your mind, but be kind. And I'm reading out full names. So it's a good thing you can't change your name. I'm saying it was you that said it. So make sure you mean what you say. Say what you mean. But yeah, love.